don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 28th of March, 2008. Newcomers, look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and try and piece as much as you can of this wonderful New World Order together. It's very, very old, in fact, at least the plans have been laid long, long ago. We're just living through the culmination of this final phase of this part of it. And look into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. I should also mention off the bat that you keep me going because you buy the books and the DVDs, CDs I have for sale. That's the only income that comes from this. I don't get paid. I don't ask for pay from the shows I'm on, TV or radio, because the word has to get out. However, I do have to live. And for those who wanted to donate as well, you'll find that you can donate by PayPal directly to me. Be careful of other sites out there using my name, because this is the only authorized site, is cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can make sure that any money you send actually goes to me, because things have really slacked off, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the planet listen to me every week. I know that because of the bandwidth draw on all the sites I have up. So therefore, it'd be very helpful if you keep me going, or we'll go the same way as Sweet Liberty went when I was on there, when everyone else thought everyone else was going to send money, and the result was no one did. And once the show went off the air suddenly, then comes the howls and squeals, like, what happened? And the obvious answer was, well, you left it to others to pay, and that's why you go off. This is like switch going off. It's here one day, gone the next. And then all you're left with are those who've been geared and groomed for the positions in what's called the Patriot Network. And you'll be led in circles for as long as this phase lasts. The last show I did, I was talking about particular experiments that they used on volunteers in universities, not just in the United States, although the U.S. usually led them. They did these experiments all over the world to create a form of apathy, because they knew that after the Cold War, under a world system, they'd have a lot of people on their hands, a world society going through massive transition as the U.N. would amalgamate different countries together and bureaucrats would be rushing back and forth doing all their deals, bringing all this world system together. And they'd have a population in the West who'd been trained, and I mean trained, to be good producers and consumers. That's the definition of a good citizen under the United Nations. But they also knew that they wouldn't have to keep us happy for so long. We'd end up not having the money to purchase all the stuff, all the little carrots to give us. So here was their plan. I'll get back with more after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're back cutting through the matrix, talking about the world and how to control the world as they envisaged it during the Cold War. They knew it wouldn't last forever. They knew as far back as the early 70s how long it would take before the Soviet Union came down and they'd merged the two systems together. This was known that they would eventually be merged together because we have the Rees Commission and the Dodds report on it, where he was sent off, Senator Dodds was sent off, and he talked to the top institutes in the United States, these big multi-billion dollar foundations, and he was told, and he published his findings too, that the purpose of these big foundations, you know, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, and so on, all the big ones, the ones you think are philanthropic in nature, their purpose was to merge the Soviet system seamlessly with that of the West, and it's completely integrated. It's also called the Third Way, and we're going through it now as they now retrain the public of the whole world from all systems into the Third Way, which has to be run on a scientific type of system, the type that Aldous Huxley talked about, scientific dictatorship, where the world will be run by the experts, and we've been trained our whole lives, especially since the 50s onwards, to always listen to experts. Don't think for yourself, you don't know anything. and you're too stupid to think for yourself, leave it to the experts. And we get experts on every television show you can imagine. Even during the weather shows, in come special experts to tell you how to dress and so on. So that's to stop you thinking for yourself. And then the build-up of fear, they said, would have been necessary. Fear works wonders with people, because the great hero of the Soviet system was Pavlov. And Pavlov did incredible experiments with dogs. The man was an utter sadistic, evil psychopath. And but his experiments were experimented with and repeated all over the world. Now, those who are squeamish, even though this isn't in very great detail, don't listen to the next little part, because it's about Martin E.P. Siegelman in the United States, who was doing experiments in the United States in the 60s. And you'll find some of this from the University of Pennsylvania. The great universities, the lights, they call themselves, since they're all high Masonic, the lights are the ones who are supposed to guide us all along this path, the luminaries. This is about learned helplessness, and it's to be used on the whole population. So believe me, when you're experimenting with dogs or animals or chimpanzees, they have you in mind. In early 1965, Martin E.P. Seligman and his colleagues, while studying the relationship between fear and learning, accidentally discovered an unexpected phenomenon while doing experiments on dogs using Pavlovian classical conditioning. And that's used in many areas, also school, classical conditioning. As you may observe in yourselves or a dog, when you are presented with food, you have a tendency to salivate. Pavlov discovered that if a ringing bell or tone is repeatedly paired with this presentation of food, the dog salivates. Later, all you have to do is ring the bell and the dog salivates. However, in Seligman's experiment, instead of pairing the tone with the food, he paired it with a harmless shock. He's talking about electrical shocks here. Restraining the dog in a hammock during the learning phase. So the dog was to be taught through getting shocked when it had its natural responses, and had it in a sort of strung-up hammock. The idea then was that after the dog learned this, the dog would feel fear on the presentation of a tone and would then run away or do some other behavior. This is all in taxpayers' money, to remember, and foundation funding, because you find Pentagon and big players are involved in the findings of this, are tremendously interested. Next, they put the conditioned dog in a shuttle box, which consists of a low fence dividing the box into two compartments. The dog can easily see over the fence and jump over if it wishes. So they rang the bell. Surprisingly, nothing happened. They were expecting the dog to jump over the fence. Then they decided to shock the conditioned dog, and again, nothing happened. Now, can you imagine these guys who could live next door to you with families, going off to work, and here they are electrocuting an animal. And the only emotion they have is excitement at the findings. Just like Aldous Huxley, he was the same. The dog just pathetically laid there. Hey, what's going on? When they put a normal dog into the shuttle box who never experienced inescapable shock, that means no matter where you moved, what you did, you'd still get shocked. The dog, as expected, immediately jumped over the fence to the other side. Apparently, what the conditioned dog learned in the hammock was that trying to escape from shocks is futile. Do you hear that? Trying to escape from the shocks is futile. The dog has been trained that no matter what it did, where it jumped to, it would simply lie there and quiver in apathy. And that's the point of it. It's a teaching and a learning of apathy. This dog learned to be helpless. This result was opposite to that predicted by B.F. Skinner's behaviorism, which argued that the dog must have been given a positive reward, like a yummy dog biscuit, to just lie there. In order to salvage their position, they even went so far as to suggest that the cessation of pain acted as the reward for the dog to sit. But this was not a very good argument. One could alternately argue that when the shock went on while the dog was sitting, it was being punished for sitting. Reminds me of that old joke, Q, why did the man pound his thumb with a hammer? A, because it felt good to stop. I love how the little jokes they can put in at all this cruelty. These observations started a scientific revolution, resulting in the displacement of behaviorism by cognitive psychology. What you are thinking determines your behavior, not only the visible rewards or punishments. The theory of learned helplessness. Tremendously important as to what's happening today, and it'll get worse too as they bring up the expenses of everything that's transported, that's everything you buy, and horrify you with the coming terror that's supposedly everywhere, and the plagues and all the rest of it. It's all to create a state of learned helplessness. Then you look to the big brothers, the big ones, the experts for advice, and they'll tell you exactly what to do, where to go. So provides for a model for explaining depression, a state characterized by lack of affect, that's normal emotions and responses, and feeling. Depressed people become that way because they learn to be helpless. Depressed people learn that whatever they did is futile. During the course of their lives, depressed people apparently learned that they have no control. Learned helplessness explained a lot of things, but then researchers began to find exceptions of people who did not get depressed, even after many bad life experiences. Seligman discovered that a depressed person thought about the bad event in more pessimistic ways than a non-depressed person. He called this thinking explanatory style, borrowing ideas from arbitration theory. Attribution theory, actually, it's called. For example, let's say you fail a math exam. How do you explain away or why? You could think, I am stupid. You could think, number two, I'm not good in math. Or three, I was unlucky. It was Friday the 13th. That's a Masonic joke. The math teacher is prejudiced. Five, the math teacher grades are hard. Six, I was feeling ill that day. The math teacher gave especially hard tests this time, etc., etc. Seligman found that these explanations could be rated among three dimensions: personalization, internal versus external, pervasiveness, specific versus universal, and permanence, temporary versus permanent. He found that the most pessimistic explanatory style is correlated with the most depression. The statement, I am stupid, is classified as internal use of I, universal and permanent. This response conveys a sense of discouragement, hopelessness, and despair. They understand this is really for warfare purposes, although they'll always say it's for mental health or whatever they choose to use. On the other hand, a more optimistic person would blame someone or something else, such as the math teacher gave an especially hard test this time. The most optimistic explanatory style is external, specific, and temporary. Conversely, for a good event, the explanatory style reverses. For example, for a perfect score in the math exam, the depressive would say, I was lucky that day, discounting his intelligence. The optimist would say something much more encouraging, such as, I am smart. We often learn explanatory styles from our parents. Well, that's been broken too, which must mean there's more pathetic and apathy type people out there today. There are advantages to both optimistic and pessimistic explanatory styles. Certain jobs call for an optimistic outlook, such as inventing or sales. Other jobs, such as accounting or quality control, call for a more pessimistic outlook. So, Seligman wrote a book called Learned Optimism. And that's one of the external things that they do. They'll often do these big, tremendous many years, in fact, of investigations and experimentations, and they put a book out to the public, and you think that's what they're really all about. But, of course, there's a whole series or many volumes of books gone to the big boys, the controllers, to the Pentagon, to the PSYOPs warfare departments, because that's where the real data goes. It's all about controlling the public through the creation of apathy. Now, remember, Lord Bertrand Russell also talked about creating apathy amongst the public in order to control them all that much better. Very, very important in psychological warfare. And they've used both methods up until recently. The optimistic one and the depressive one. The depression one is now setting in. Now explain these after the fall and break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I was explaining how they create different types of moods in society according to the time period that's been planned and we're working through. During the 70s and 80s and starting off actually in the 60s, we saw this explosion in the West of supposed freedom and do your own thing that came from the top down, not from the bottom up. And we know that the CIA and MI6 were in the culture creation business. We're told to be happy, 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 and have a lot of fun, and act like bunnies at Easter, which wasn't hard to encourage, especially when the pill came along. And who was to think about it at the time that the whole idea was to destroy the old system and relationships and marriage for the coming system? It was already planned to occur after the Cold War was over and the world all became as one. And then, of course, they would have subcategories of genders until any idea of what once was normal would be eradicated, even the memory of it. And that was very, very important to them, not because they like all kinds of people or those in between, but because they had to eradicate, just to say, the memory of any sort of normality whatsoever, because they had planned to go through into a new world order with new types of creatures that would be grown specifically for their tasks, right out of Brave New World. And that is on the cards, and it's coming down. But during the time period, as I say, when we're told to have fun, out came credit cards for the first time, a bit cheap, easy credit for everyone. Whereas before that, you couldn't get a credit card, you couldn't even get a loan unless you had something to back it up with, a house or something of value. And here they are throwing them at you because they wanted to create a feeling of optimism and consumerism. Just buy, buy, buy. And when you're all buying and happy and content with all this glut of stuff, then you're not really watching or thinking too much for yourself. And we never, ever had so much entertainment churned out. I can remember in the late 70s, they said that one of the biggest exports of the United States, I think it was the second largest outside of missiles and weaponry, was movies from Hollywood, churning them out, and people just ate them up. Very important part to go through. But now is the time, now that everything's over, the fake East-West scenario is done. They're bringing the new scientific era into view, the new world order, the one that Bush Sr. talked about on September the 11th, 1990, and he also repeated it on September the 11th, 1991. They love that date. It's very important because that's when you see a goddess was born out of the head of Zeus, a new type of goddess, kind of male-female warrior type clad in armor, born by her or its own free will. It made itself be, came into B-I-B, as we say. So we're going along this path, and now they're taking away the credit cards. We saw that happen when they started to come after people who couldn't pay and confiscate all their goods and make them pay regardless by law, because before they could just declare bankruptcy. And we see that everything going up through the roof, the cost of living, because now is a time to induce the sense of apathy and fear. As people happen to notice many years later, mind you, but now they're noticing we have no factories left. They were too busy enjoying all this stuff with their credit cards when the factories were getting put abroad into China by their own governments and by their own tax money funding it, by the way. We paid for the uprooting of the factories, the setting up of the factories in China, and we're paying for the losses incurred up to 10 years if the companies so declare. All done through the GATT Treaty. Another thing that most folk were oblivious of because we're too busy having fun. And the GATT Treaty was a general agreement on trade and tariffs. It was a whole new world system. As I say, now the time for bringing in apathy comes, apathy. And it's coming in all around us. People are going into psychiatrists like never before, and therapists, and all kinds of new age therapists too, because they're so unhappy, they can't explain why. They just know that things are kind of wrong. And apathy eventually gives you this learned helplessness. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's reinforced by all the myriads of governmental agencies now in operation, telling us all what to do, what to do, training us for another part of the scenario, which is eventual depopulation of society in a fairly rapid scale if they get their way. It's also part of the agenda to move whole peoples from one area of a country to another area of the country under the guise of either terrorist attack or plague. They want a full-scale scenario of refugees, like a real war. This is a war, remember. They don't use this word lightly, a war on terror, even though it's all hypothetical to the average person. It's all rather vague and abstract. They're using these terms deliberately because it's a war to the public, but there's another meaning to the war for those in the know. They have their war rooms, for instance, at Yale, at the Skull and Bones, and all high major Masonic institutions. I'll explain what I'm talking about after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and I'm going to take a call because we've got Alan from the UK calling from a phone box, I believe.
He just dropped off, Alan.
I just dropped off, a pity. He might call back. If he does, I'll try and grab him quick. But talking about the apathy and so on that's been created today, now they're taking all the goodies away and manipulating the oil prices, gasoline, diesel, and all the rest of it, which means everything transported to the stores, everything you need, is shooting up in price. But they also want a full-scale war scenario on the go, a constant war. Remember what Rumsfeld said, this could be a 100 years war. Look into your history books and look into all the knights and all the wars that they created down through the centuries. Look into the 100 years war and the 30 years war and all these numbers they put on their particular wars, because each war was designed to bring a different society out at the other end of it. Remember what Professor Carl Quigley said? Professor Carl Quigley said that you can get more done in 5 years of war on a social level, meaning social change, cultural change, than 50 years of peace and propaganda. So war has a different function than the general public understand or comprehend it. And war, too, has always been to loot countries. It hasn't changed, never will change as long as they have wars. They loot because there are masters in this world who believe it's their right to loot as long as they do it cunningly and craftily. That's how it's done. They make it legal to do so, you see. What is legality? It just means that those in power have written a law to allow themselves to do as they wish. just like the whole anti-terrorism bill and the Patriot Act and all the rest of it, that means you're stripped of all your rights. In fact, you have no rights. You can be lifted, imprisoned, without charge, and held indefinitely, and no relative needs to even be informed that you've been taken or what's happened to you. And this is in the 21st century. It's quite amazing, really, because in the United States, that was one of the beefs they had about the British and Hessian troops who came in, mainly Hessian troops stationed on American soil after they'd finished off the French and grabbed it for jolly old England. And then before the Civil War started, the American Independence War started, one of their beefs was the fact that they could grab anybody and hold them indefinitely without charge. And here you have it, as happened here, on a whole continent without a whimper from the general public who live in television land. We live in the conditioned fantasy land that's been promoted, indoctrinated into them, and they have no ability to perceive things for themselves, mainly because they have no true identity of themselves as individuals. They are composites of their indoctrination. That's why they can't stand back and perceive and look and come to judgments for themselves. You don't need the media to come to a conclusion for you. Remember, that's what Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about. Others talked about it. Many others and published it in their own books. These are big players in warfare departments and psyops warfare schemes, because rule is always by deception, always by deception. And the whole idea is to alter your perceptions at the bottom level so you think nothing is going wrong, even though the evidence is all around you that it is going wrong. We're already in a scientific dictatorship. And Brzezinski said, shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. And how we judge our sanity as individuals is to bounce ideas off others in conversation. We don't realize we're having politically correct conversation all the time, because what comes out of the mouth of the other person will be the latest indoctrination from television or a show they've watched, or even the topic itself. You see, it's all politically correct. As long as you part the same stuff back, then you must be all right. So we're all sane together. We're all talking about the same things. We all understand the same shows that we watch. That's how they come to the conclusion we're all sane. And here's someone coming along and saying, do you know what's really happening? And you start filling them in with the data. Well, you're from a different planet. That's not in their indoctrination. It does not compute. So they'll think that you're the crazy one. And they'll think they're doing the world a favor by having you locked up or put away. That's what's really happening. We're living in a scientific dictatorship of which the public knows almost nothing. Even those who think they're waking up inside a patriot movement are going round in circles in 100,000 directions and blaming one little group or another little group without getting the big, big picture of how it's much bigger than all of that, much bigger than all of that. And there certainly are powers, above even the groups that you might hate specifically, thinking they're the ones who are doing it. It's much, much bigger than that, and much more clever. Now I've got Nadira from Toronto here. Are you there, Nadira?
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hi, Alan. I just want to let you know, I've been listening to some of the callers and whatnot, and I just want to let you know that the book you wrote, I read it, and for anyone questioning whether or not, to get it, they have to get this book, because it explains so much. Thank you so very much. A great book, and they should get it. Another thing is, I don't want to hear you having to tell people about supporting you. Everyone who's listening tomorrow can surely afford a $10 or $20 money order. So they're all going to go out tomorrow and send that out to you. And while we're talking, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You talk about how this, you say anger and how, the powers that be want to keep us subdued. Then you, on the other hand, say anger is not too good a thing. But don't we need to get a little enraged here, a little, you know,
passionate about... Yeah, what I do is I call it righteous indignation.
Right, right.
And you see, once we're angry, it's like judo or karate. If you lose your temper, you lose the sight of what's happening immediately, and you're beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And so you must get righteous indignation, which is like a little bit irked, without losing your cool.
Of course.
So your intellect must always work full blast all the time.
Right.
But you don't get to the angry phase until you end up just shouting at cops. That's going to do no good at all. You've got to... And it's the same thing with the riots in the streets, which will come. They know it's going to come, and they will agitate them into being, in fact. There's no point bashing the guys in the ninja suits there with the shields, because they're just low-level minions, just like the faceless ones in the Star Wars series. They're just low-level employees. And the big boys, as always, sit above at any war, smoking their cigars and drinking their brandy and laughing at it all. We have to go much higher than that. And, you know, it would take an awful lot of people at the right places to simply tell the big boys,
mm-hmm.
And I mean every parliament building in the planet, that we know what's going on. We know, and we're having no more of it. Because if we don't do it shortly, you know, we won't have a chance to do it at all. The big boys had this planned. They've planned a totalitarian system, which is truly coming into view. I've lost count of the laws that are being passed every day. I do get a lot of stuff sent to me I never mention on the air. Some of it's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to petrify the public into inactivity. But yet we're going into a big scenario in the near future, and people are going to be horrified. A real war situation, when they will forcibly move perhaps even cities out to other cities and that kind of thing. Real refugee stuff, full-scale war scenario that's coming.
Right. And, wow. You know, keep talking. I mean... this is the only place where, you know, after a while in society, because everything is so numb, your brain gets kind of numbed out too. So
yes.
Keep talking, keep it. You have explained so much about words, and I really like that March 6th talk. It was beautiful. Keep talking. Thank you so very much. And people, come on. I need to hear this guy every week. So let's do our part. Have a good night, Alan. Thank you.
And thanks for calling,
okay.
Nadir.
Ciao.
Yeah, we're living, as I say, in tough times. And I've watched this for many years. I've grown up knowing what was happening. My parents didn't even know. I didn't know. I couldn't even get through to them, because I went into books very early, adult books. I read all the Russell books and the Wells's books and the Huxley book. All the Huxley members of the families wrote books, and I read them all. And as far as back as Sir Thomas Huxley, the Power of Darwin, and into Darwin and his friends too. These characters are much more than the professions they were given or the titles that they were given. They were much, much more. Look at the contacts who came to see the very young Charles Darwin. Tells you all you need to know about the world revolutionary system. It's all interconnected, and it was all basically given royal blessing from the top. All culture members, Plato said, comes from the top. And it's promoted downwards. They don't allow grassroots culture. They certainly don't support it financially. They would rather wither away, because anything from the people could have unforeseen consequences with rippling effects and knock their whole agenda off kilter. Now we've got Gary in Tennessee. Are you there, Gary? Hello, Gary?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was calling in talking to Manny. I wasn't calling in to talk to you.
Okay.
I apologize for the mix-up there.
Okay, I'll go on to the next one then. Is Will from Pennsylvania there? Will?
How you doing, Alan?
Yes, is that Will?
I wasn't expecting you so quick.
Okay.
I can look at the police state, the impending police state, and it's really kind of disturbing. I think we have more of the people, even if it does scare them. The question that's been lingering is, when you look into the documents and you see that they're preparing for riots, the lingering question on everybody's list is, what are they planning to do to us that they're expecting the people to riot? And it's not, from what I learned, I mean, as you said, we're going to be walking antennas.
Yeah.
Brinkley's talking about frying people's brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We already are walking antennas because we've been breathing in metallic particles for the last 10 years.
The barium and the heavy metals, right?
That's right. And so we already have these doses in our systems. We're breathing it in. We swallow it. It's on the food. It's in the vegetables. It's in some people's drinking water, especially those in the cities where they take the water right from reservoirs. That stuff's getting sprayed over every day. And so we're already walking antennas, and we do know from the declassified documentation on HARP type technology, the ELF technology and the microwave technology, that it makes it much more easy to target individuals or whole societies, because you are basically a walking antenna.
And people don't understand, Alan. I talk to some of these people. They think it's. They say, why are they still living here if they're polluting the air? There's a polymer fiber in their chemtrails that they can pretty much, direct to an area.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I came across the guy, Michael Aquino, NSA general.
Yeah.
This guy is scary. He looks like a grown-up Eddie Munster. His wife's name is Lilith, and she looks like Lillian Munster.
Yeah.
I never heard you touch on this guy. I just came across him. It freaked me out. Do you know any?
No, it's just another front man. They put these characters out there to entice young people into, I think he was part of the Church of Satan. And Aquino, of course.
Yeah, he founded his own temple, Temple of Set.
Yes, but remember where he worked for. He worked for the American military in the PSYOPs department. That's your first clue. And so he was he's a Pentagon man starting one of these sects off. See, they made it all exciting for the youngsters during the heavy rock, heavy metal era to go into what they called Satanism and to experiment with drugs and all the rest of it. They had to get people experimenting with drugs. It knocks them out of action and makes them very placid for the rest of their lives, too. They become easy to control, more easily manipulated.
Which dovetails with the culture creations
techniques
you talk about.
Yeah. And the same with Anton LaVey. They're all connected. And Anton LaVey, I think his real name was.
Your site is a wealth, a treasure trove. I love it. Do you have anything up there about the MK Ultra program?
I've talked some on it. With the MK Ultra, I should say that the CBC television series was done on it. It was called, I think, The Sleep Room, The Sleep Room. You'll find that in cbcarchives.org, and you can download that. I think it's free. But it's also a whitewash. Remember, whatever they expose to the public is a whitewash for the higher stuff they were doing.
Yes.
They weren't just using rock music or repetition while they strapped a motorcycle helmet onto you and using LSD. They were also doing more remote type, electronic warfare techniques on them as well. And they also had a lot of young children there they didn't mention in the movie.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. And they also have, like, in the media, they'll have buffers to where, like Paul Harvey, Beyond the Headlines, which is another whitewash.
Yes.
Even the people that are giving you the inside scoop are whitewashing it. And they pretty much infiltrated us on that.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you look at, there's a book called I think it's 2,000 Famous Freemasons. I think everybody you've ever had in politics in every country is one. It's all there.
Well, you keep up the great work, sir. I love your show, man.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now. And we've got Jake from Texas. Are you there, Jake?
Yes. I won't tell you to keep up the great work because I know what that means.
What it means, I know. Yeah.
Okay, the thing I would like to to talk to tonight is the Special Weapons Progress Reports. Have you ever gone into those? I know Boyd Graves has done some work on those, talking about the development of AIDS as a weapon.
Yeah, and, well, it first came out, the money was allocated to find something that would destroy the immune system completely. After Kissinger came out with that particular bill, when he declared that overpopulation was the number one enemy of the state, that's when money was funded.
I would also like to point out that... Okay, I hear the music coming up, and
yeah,
I'll wait.
Yeah, hold on, and we'll discuss it after the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and we've got Jake from Texas still on the line. Are you there, Jake?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the thing I wanted to get across is that this sort of thing has been going on since,
for an awful long time.
Yeah, since like the 1840s.
I know.
And most people don't even know that. From what I haven't read all of these reports, and I haven't read every little page, because there's thousands of pages in this.
Yeah.
But I would like the listeners to know that they are out there. they are in, like, university libraries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The reports that they want are the Special Weapons Progress Reports number 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
And also the laws that the U.S. passed only about 4 years ago allowing them to test anything on the American public.
Yes, that would probably be a good place to go to.
Yeah.
But if you get into these, you realize that they've been doing this since the 1840s.
Yeah, and especially since they really wrapped it up. Yeah, they really started it heavily in World War One, where all the troops, when they could inject them. In fact, that's when the Spanish flu broke out. The troops brought them all back from Europe and spread that Spanish flu all over the place.
Well, the flu virus was created that, from what I can deduce from what I have read, is that all viruses have been created in a laboratory by people.
And I wouldn't object to that, because I tell you, I've studied them, and the people don't know all the qualifications I've got, but I've studied them all right, and they look like tiny robots. They don't look like anything from life or from nature, and they act like little robots. They even have legs that'll detract and retract, and they'll detract and come down and land on a cell. They have a little proboscis that comes out like a drill. It'll drill right through the membrane and then empty its contents into the cell inside. It truly does look like a robot. But I've done a talk once on the Soviet system. They used viruses instead of antibiotics from 1917. There was a Canadian doctor went over there, and it's called phagocytes. Try and look up the program on the cbcarchives.org. It's called phagocytes.
Phagocytes, okay.
Incredible. It tells you that they had these things bred, and they had viruses that could go after any other virus or bacterium. They still have it today. The rights were bought up by a company in New York, and it's been suppressed in the States, although I believe a little place over in Europe has opened up and allowed it to be. It will cure any known disease. I'm talking about infectious disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make the your listeners aware of this sort of stuff and where the references are.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your work.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, so we're kept in the dark like mushrooms, and we're fed pablum and trivia. Pablum and absolute trivia. It's quite amazing, you know, when you look at the whole communist agenda, because they did publish the Communist International's meetings every year, and you'll find compendiums of them in books that nobody bothers reading, and it gives you the whole agenda for the world. And yet here's the Western countries that supposedly won the Cold War championing all of these parts of the same agenda. But why is that? Well, it's because the Cold War was necessarily set up as an evil empire that they could both be taxed to create tremendous weaponry, and all the weaponry would eventually be used on us. Now, I think the music's kicking in for the end of the show, and I'll be back next week with more. So from Hamish and myself, up in a cold Ontario, Canada, it's minus 17. It's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Once upon a time,